This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Video of students at Covington Catholic High School went viral this weekend. They're in Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. And while they were there, they had an interaction with a Native American man participating in a march near the Lincoln Memorial. The story of what exactly happened has been evolving all weekend. Joining me to talk about the incident, WVXU's new host of Cincinnati Edition, Michael Monks. He's also the editor of the River City News, where he's been reporting on the story. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Marianne.
So how did this story start?
It started late Friday night, early Saturday morning, with a short video clip that was going viral very quickly with a lot of national figures weighing in on it. It purported to show a Native American man who we later learned was Nathan Phillips, who had been in Washington, D.C. for the Indigenous Peoples March, surrounded by a group of white high school students, many of them wearing Make America Great Again hats. So it set the scene that a Native American man who was playing a drum, purportedly as part of some prayer ritual, being harassed and stopped from moving by these students. We later learned that those students were from Covington Catholic High School. Those students were in Washington, D.C. for the National March for Life, which had also been happening at the same time. So that was the first clip that we saw, with one student in particular standing in Nathan Phillips' way, allegedly, and not moving out of his way. And so that kid's image was the main crux of what was angering so many people on social media.
Now, we should point out that these videos went viral long before the news media got involved in this. That's what caused the news media involvement.
Exactly. This became the top story in the nation. Covington Catholic became the top trending topic on Twitter nationally on Saturday morning, and that was without any assistance from the national media trying to figure out what was going on. So you can see very early on that this angered a lot of people. You saw a lot of national Hollywood actors, politicians, all weighing in on this. Stormy Daniels, the adult film star accusing the president of an extramarital affair, she tweeted out about this, saying she's not in favor of building a wall, but she would be in favor of building a wall around Covington Catholic High School. That's how far this story spread so quickly.
But then yesterday, a much longer video surfaced, and many say that really put the incident in context. What did that long video show?
Well, it showed somewhat what a lot of the Covington Catholic students and their supporters were saying happened, is that the students were baited into some altercation. There were some figures who were left out of that initial clip, and it was a small group of people later identified as being members of the Black Hebrew Israelites. These folks, according to this longer video, which is almost 2 hours in length, were on the National Mall near the Lincoln Memorial by the kids from Covington Catholic who were apparently waiting for the bus to take them home from the march. They were antagonizing a lot of different people, using racial epithets towards people of varying races, whether they were the Native Americans or white people there, using homophobic slurs, accusing the Catholic students of being pedophiles and products of incest, saying that they would grow up to be school shooters. And this was all before the incident with Nathan Phillips. So in this longer video, we see that Covington Catholic students are kind of engaging with the Black Hebrew Israelites, but there's not a whole lot of dialogue from the students. It's mostly just shouting. And later we saw the Covington Catholic students start to do their school chants. And that's when Nathan Phillips walked in. And it didn't look like their acts were a reaction to Nathan Phillips, but rather to silence the shouts from the Black Hebrew Israelites.
And we just have a couple of seconds left, but late last night, one of the students did issue a statement.
He did. He said that he was not trying to stand in the guy's way, that he was just there to try to defuse the situation. He thought by remaining calm and being steadfast that he could help that way. He said he was saying a silent prayer that all of this would stop.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Michael Monks is the new host of Cincinnati Edition. He begins hosting on February 4th. He's also the editor of the River City News. You can find links to the video and the statement mentioned in this story at WVXU.org.